Hey guys, Gio here. He's recording another solo cast for all those who actually care to listen. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. This is where I speak my mind for about 20 minutes, update what's going on, I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. And today, it's an interesting day. It's my last day here in Costa Rica. Well, here at my place. Tomorrow I drive to San Jose, and then Tuesday I fly back to Toronto. So interesting emotions coming up. Today I'll talk a bit about that. Talk a bit about synchronicity. Talk a bit about getting stuck in a crazy rainstorm. A bit of other things that come up this last week here for me. Some synchronicity and some friends that came by. So yeah, a lot of cool things to chat about today. And if you want to reach out, those that do, you can reach me on Instagram at @ElementalGio or on email breathe@elementalrhythm.com. If you got a question, something you want me to address, I'll always share my perspective. I don't know if I have any answers for anybody, but I can always share what I'm feeling. So yeah, Costa Rica, 8 months. Wow, it flew by. You know, even when I got back from Peru, I'm like, okay, still got 3 weeks left. And if I ever had went on a trip for 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks is a super long time. But, you know, I'm working here on the computer, keeping really busy, doing trainings, working with breath work. And, time just flies, you know. I spend some time with the kids on the beach, and it's always, you wish you had more time. Wish you could spend more time with the kids. Wish I had more time to finish my work. Wish I had more time to learn surfing and all these things. So one of the challenges for me, I guess, is really try to find balance and put more energy and time into things I really want to do. And that just really takes a lot of reflection and focus. And I think a lot of us, we get into this cycle of doing. When you give yourself the time to sit back and think, hey, do I like what I'm doing? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And if it's not what I'm supposed to be doing, what am I supposed to be doing? And that's a really big challenge. And luckily for you guys, there's a course on elementalrhythm.com called Creative Visioning Process. And I highly, highly recommend it. You know, sometimes I share things that are effective for me. I'm like, I wonder if people are going to get the same benefits out of these that I got, these courses or things. And the creative visioning process is one that really changed my life. And I think maybe on the next one I do, I'll read my letter to myself. But part of the process, in the end, you write this letter to yourself from the future. It has a lot to do with feeling, and the whole exercise goes really in depth. But you really just paint this picture of what your life is like. You make it a stretch, and you look at all the 7 areas of life, you know, relationships, abundance, spirituality, health, etc. And when I did mine probably about a year and a half ago now, it was just like, oh, you know, living in Costa Rica and all these other things. And when I look back at it now, it's like, wow, like almost all those things happen. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if that's just me. I wonder if this thing works for others. And many people have done it, have shared with me that it does work. The problem is you got to do the practice. It's a bit of consistency, which a lot of people struggle with, including myself at times. But I had a friend who came to Costa Rica to visit, him and another friend of his that we met at Rhythmia. And he reminded me, at Rhythmia, I shared this exercise. You know, you had to condense into an hour workshop. I was like, dude, I re-listened to the letter. And at the time when I did it, I was kind of embarrassed even to say the things I was saying. There was other people who were wandering around. You know, I broke up the workshop. Hey, guys, go outside, find a quiet spot. Just record your vision into your phone so you can listen back to it as often as you can. It's like, yeah, I found that recording. I listened to it. I was like, dude, I couldn't believe every single thing in that exercise that I wanted, even though I thought it was impossible, happened. Kind of that's the power of getting clear. Because when we're not clear, you know, we're doing things that may be out of alignment for us, that we think we're told. We have beliefs and patterns and programs in our mind that we've picked up over the years, being a kid, things our parents have heard, things that are modeled to us. And we go on this autopilot of just trying to keep going, trying to get through another day. And we get so swamped and buried in the shit that we lose sense of direction. And then we wonder why we feel out of alignment. We wonder why we feel these emotions come up, because, you know, when we feel unhappy, unfulfilled, we feel empty, we feel anxious. And that's just your emotional body trying to tell you, like, hey, we need to make a change. And sometimes it has to get really bad until we get pushed to make that change, because the uncertainty of change is a lot more scarier than the uncomfortableness of discomfort in the now. You know, we know our level of discomfort, even though it sucks, but We know what it is. We know we can somehow manage to deal with it. Some of us do it in different ways, whether it's drugs, alcohol, TV, sex, food, whatever. We have these mechanisms to cope. And we can't imagine what it's like to make a change outside. All this fear comes up. But when you can start breaking through the fear, magical things can happen. And sometimes the process of getting to something different, like a new life completely, a lot of these things have to fall away. And I always tell people to watch out for synchronicities. So synchronicity to me is kind of twofold. One, I think it's an amazing awareness tool to let you know, like, hey, things are happening for you. You know, you're on the right path. But synchronicity doesn't always mean like, hey, I saw synchronicity, now I have to do this. So for example, you set intention to meet someone to help you with your business. I need a marketing person. And that afternoon you have lunch with someone just randomly, or you meet someone that's a marketing expert. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, I manifested this. This is perfect. It's a sign. I got to sign up for this person's top package and it's going to change my life. So when you start asking for things and start manifesting, they come into your awareness. They probably were always there, but now you kind of have this awareness to see it. But you still need to really take some time to create some space and feel into it and not jump into things because of that. And that's some of the mistakes I've made in the past, is jumping too quickly at synchronicities. So I don't know if that makes sense, but the Creative Visioning Process course on elementalrhythm.com is amazing. You know, it's a free trial if you guys want to try it out. 7 days, you can get through it. But if you do it, I would love to hear from you guys how you like it. Another interesting synchronicity is that, you know, I'm doing a little, making a little like a meditation room at the back of my house in Toronto. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm trying to finish a renovation from Costa Rica. Started last year in COVID, or maybe 2020 in COVID. I don't even know when I started, but I was like, oh, if I get locked down again, I need a space that I can have to myself that feels kind of like a special space in my house. And at Rhythmia, they have these crazy installations in the ceiling. It's like 3D wood art. And, you know, they have like Flower of Life and Sri Yantra Mandala. I was like, oh, that would be so cool in the back of my house, maybe over the fireplace, maybe on the ceiling, like they have Arrhythmia. And so I asked my friend Sachin, who had bought me one as a gift, where he got it. And so he puts me in contact with this guy, and I start emailing him back and forth. And we have this conversation, and I'm asking him to help me, you know, do you know how to mount in the ceilings? I've never done that, I'm not sure. And nothing really happens. I figured, you know, it's better if I'm back there to deal with this, because I can't, sometimes when you can't see it in a space, you can't even measure it, it's hard to tell like what size to get. They're not cheap. So I left off, you know, I'll probably wait. And I'm at this event here, Lionheart Summit, which I'll get to in a second, which was awesome. I go to dinner, it's the opening, so I'm just there to facilitate. So I'm not really part of the event. I'm kind of part of the facilitation crew, but it's a lot of like investors and companies that are part of this fund. It's like a VC fund that's investing in like sustainability and mental health and psychedelics. And it's a really cool initiative to help extend the probability that humanity survives beyond 2100. That's one of their goals. Apparently it's a 1 in 6 chance that we're going to make it. So I'm an optimist. I'll take 1 in 6, but their goal is to try to get that up, that percentage higher. And so I go to the dinner, few pretty full tables. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit by myself, see if someone interesting comes to sit beside me. And so this guy comes, and we're chatting, and he starts asking me questions about breath work, and I'm telling him, and I'm like, yeah, just follow me on Instagram, you can, you know, connect with me there. And his internet's not working, so I'm like, hey, what's your internet, what's your Instagram? It's like, yeah, Activated Art. And so I start typing it in, I'm looking at it, I'm like, shit, this is Activate Art. And I said, I'm pretty sure his name was Jeremy. If not, I apologize. And I'm like, dude, we were just emailing each other like 2 weeks ago, randomly from LA. And now we're sitting at a table together. I was like, wow, that's so crazy how things work sometimes. And like the probability of that is either really low or 100%. Because when things are supposed to happen, they're supposed to happen. There's only one way that life unfolds. And I think that we're kind of going through this experience is probably already predetermined. Like what's going to happen from now is probably already going to happen, but it's the awareness that we move through it in this life to experience all these things that are happening to us, for us, through us. So that was really, really interesting. But I didn't make any meaning of it. I'm just saying, okay, it's allowed to unfold. In the past, I'm like, oh, it's a sign. Maybe I should sell this art or work with him in some way, or I have to buy it now. I have learned to have patience to bring more awareness. Okay, I met this guy maybe for a reason. And I shared something really special with him about someone's experience with his art arrhythmia. Maybe that was the only reason, you know, because he needed to hear that. And he was really appreciative of me sharing that, that someone in an ayahuasca experience was staring at the Sri Yantra that's on the ceiling, and a portal opened, apparently. And he went in his journey, and it was a very meaningful experience for him, where he went back to his childhood and had some healing. So, you know, just reflecting on my time here, and the one thing I love about Nasara in general and this place is the amazing community. I've had some friends that were traveling around that were here for a bit. There's good things and bad things about that. One thing about Nasara is the people who live here are amazing people. The ones that I've met anyways. Different backgrounds. A lot of them into health and wellness, spirituality, plant medicine, business, startups, tech, all these kind of things sort of come together in this amazing space. But the other thing is people don't stay here very long. A lot of people are traveling through 3 months, 6 months, come back. So you tend to build awesome relationships at times, and then you kind of have to let them go. But there's a good lesson in that, where it's like really appreciating the time you have with people, to learn from them, to share with them, and to just be okay to see them go and to wish them well. And not saying, being like kind of like selfish, like, oh, I wish they would stay. Where it's just like being open to like, well, now there's more room for new people to come in. So that was incredible. I'm going to miss that a lot, going back to my community in Toronto. I'm just really curious to see like what the energy is going to feel like going back to Toronto, the density of the city and all the things there coming from the jungle, and this kind of really open, playful, expansive vibe down here. And it's expansive. A lot of people can tend to struggle with that as things change really quickly, relationships down here. So like a pressure cooker. Apparently a lot of people, well, I think a lot of people around the world are struggling with relationships right now. Come here and it changed their whole relationship. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Ultimately, I think it's always exactly what's needed. And, you know, like, how do you kind of create community where you are? And that's a good question, because community is so important to healing, to expansion, to having people you can talk with, especially people who listen to you, people who can share experiences so you don't feel so alone. You know, and that's one of the things I hear a lot of people share, like, when they feel part of a community or for the first time or part of something, they share that sentiment that, you know, for the first time I don't feel alone. I feel like I connect with people who have similar feelings, whether it's struggles, whether it's intentions or aspirations. You know, that feeling of not feeling alone is something really special, important to growth and healing. And so, you know, I don't think there's like an app where you can just like find a community. But it might be a cool one to start if there's any app developers out there. It's like, what would be important instead of finding a relationship? Maybe like a Tinder for finding communities. Through an application process or something like that. And so I think what's important in community is like not so much trying to offer to get them to see your value, but just trying to offer without expectation. You know, holding a free class, volunteering for something. You know, just showing up and trying to like be present and just finding things that you feel called to or interested or excited in, or being open to trying new things, to try to find something you like. A lot of people don't know what they like, and the only really way is to go and try new things, to get past that fear. And anywhere you feel resistance, it's a good thing to challenge. Be like, oh, I'm just an introvert, I like being alone. I would challenge that. You know, it's probably reasons why. Maybe you were bullied as a kid. Maybe who knows what could be there? This could be a limiting belief or a core wound. But I think everyone needs community to some degree. It doesn't have to mean you're part of a community of hundreds of thousands of people. Maybe it's you're part of a Dungeons and Dragons team from like Stranger Things. You know, who knows? I'm talking about Stranger Things. Wow. I don't watch much TV, to be honest. I love that kind of 80s sci-fi. It kind of brings me back to my childhood. But this last one went full exorcist, man, like super demonic. And what's really important for people to understand, even when I'm watching this, I kind of close my eyes when the scary parts come on, it's because the brain has a hard time telling the difference between reality and what's real and what's, you know, not real. When your mind sees these images, and it creates this response of fear in the body, and the subconscious mind sees it, it can create like trauma, like and very specific acute traumas, and kids watching this thing, and you know, scary movies I don't watch anymore, and I highly recommend not to watch them. Although you kind of get that rush, that adrenaline and stuff like that, it can be kind of addictive. But I would say it's probably not good for the nervous system or the body to watch those kind of things. Another guy I met at the Lionheart conference was Chief Philip Scott of Lakota. He was there to do some ceremonies. And there's this, he shared a few things that were really important. But one was like, not to say like, I'll be there, I'll stay here in spirit. He said, always bring your spirit with you wherever you go. When you're ready to come back, come there. But when you're intending to leave your spirit behind in a place, you're gonna feel this disconnection. And we don't need spirits wandering around. He said, so bring your spirit with you. And I love that. You know, when you go somewhere, be fully present, show up with everything, spirit, body, mind. And then when you go, you take it with you and you integrate that fully. He also shared the prophecy of the eagle and the condor. And it's when these two birds fly together, there's gonna be unity and peace. And you know, the eagle is North American and the condor is South American. I was just in Peru and got to really feel that condor energy in the mountains in Peru. And there's a few other solo casts I shared about that. But the interesting thing I didn't know is he said, and they're going to meet in the nest of the hummingbird. And the nest of the hummingbird is in Costa Rica. And there's something really special happening in Costa Rica. It's attracting a lot of people who are interested in creating change, who are creating a better world. And you know, I definitely think parts of the old world are dying and they need to really die and be exposed, and corruption, greed, and all of these crazy things that we're feeling. We're seeing this great divide between ultra rich and the middle class, and the poor people. But I think there are solutions for everything. I think it's important that we get really inspired about being part of the solution, being part of creating something new. And you don't have to be a genius and create technology. It's just, how do you bring your energy? How do you raise your vibration to be open to change, to support, to be sustainable and inclusive and decentralized, maybe even, so we can govern ourselves and in a better way with technology. And maybe all this technology that's happening and all these scary things that are happening is setting up a framework that will start governing itself, I think. And there's some interesting talks. I'm not a big AI person, but at this conference there's a lot of AI people. So I sat in for a few talks, and one that was interesting was that the belief that AI, as it evolves and becomes its own thing, they were thinking that it will become more aligned with nature. It will mimic nature more and more closely until it tries to be like nature, this natural kind of energy or sequence or code that runs throughout life. And I was thinking like, yeah, maybe it'll self-destroy itself, or the human race. I think that's kind of what the Matrix kind of came from in some of those like Matrix cartoons. It's like, yep, the humans are the problem. We've realized that. So now we're gonna have to eliminate them because humans are gonna destroy the planet. Hope it doesn't get to that. But it's interesting and scary at the same time, what's possible with AI, how it's advancing so quickly. I just saw a thing too that Google feels like its AI is almost having a life of its own. Yeah, what else? You know, there's a really interesting talk about authenticity and really, you know, trying to define what that means. And talking about how we have these different faces and different personalities for different people. And I've thought about that a lot too, how I used to really be different depending on who I was with, you know, around business, around friends, wanting to be cool, around different types of friends, and trying to adapt to the version of myself that I think they would like the most. And a lot of times it's transactional. So I want them to be my friend, so I want to offer things to them. This is one of the things I've been working on, is, you know, fear of being alone from childhood. Although it wasn't, you know, nothing. I had some moments where I was the only child until my brother was born and going to different schools, and that fear kind of stuck with me. So I found it in myself, also business. How do I make this person like me more? Cover up my tattoos, or don't talk about certain things, or, you know, always transactional, trying to win, trying to make money, trying to show that, you know, I'm successful. I think authenticity is really when you can completely drop the fear of having to be something you're not, and have no fear of judgment, and also try your best not to judge others, just to be open and share openly. And it's a challenge. especially nowadays with all the censorship and cancel culture and all that kind of stuff, where it's challenging to share your opinion about things. But I think authenticity, and it's, it'd be interesting for you to try to define what does authenticity mean to you. How can you be more a more authentic person in your life? And what is that? What does that mean? And sometimes the other thing that came up was, if you're not clear on what your values are, how can you be authentic? What's important to you? What do you believe in? I think it starts with there. So that's like a self-awareness path. In order to be authentic, I need to start really understanding who I am, what I believe in, how I want to show up in this world. And it's not all mental. It's emotional, intuitive as well. So that was really cool. And yeah, just getting back to our last weeks here. And just last week, I did our final breathwork class. And, you know, a month ago, and I hate canceling class because I'm always, you know, you never know who's going to show up. That one person that really needs to be in your class, that one person you're going to meet that's going to change your life, or you can have an impact on them. And a month ago, it was late. I was tired. It was raining. I was like, okay, let me just cancel this class. And I had some friends in town, other people that just got here that wanted to do the class. And, you know, 5 minutes before class, I get a call. And it's like, hey, I know you canceled, but people showed up anyways, because obviously down here, like, you send no one's waiting for the Instagram update that's canceled. There's not like an email list or anything like that to let them know. And they're like, oh, there's 20 people here. You're going to wait if you're going to come. And I was thinking about it. And like, another 30 minutes I got there, I said, no, I'm just going to cancel it. And this last week, the Monday, I was like, hey, last class, and it started raining. It's now raining, it's kind of this secondary rainy season. I'm like, oh, I'm not canceling class no matter what. So I cross the river, get to class, and it's pouring rain. And when it rains in Costa Rica, it rains. Like, you don't know rain unless you've had rainy season in Costa Rica. Just dumping buckets out of the sky. And, you know, the class is covered, but it's open to the sides, and water's coming in. We had a great class, and I knew that the water was going to be high. So we ended up, you know, going out for dinner after, myself and Luke. And his intention was, hey, this last week, let's hang out as much as possible before you go. I'd love to hang with you. And Luke's a great guy. One of the very awesome friends I've met down here, Luke, Blake, Todd. There's so many guys and families that are amazing. So we'll go get a break to eat and start going back. And literally, if you can check my Instagram stories, there the roads became rivers. And, you know, we're trying to get back. And I got my Isuzu, which tires are kind of balding. And it's not the truck I wanted. I wanted to try to get a bigger, stronger truck for rainy season. I was also trying to hold out to the fall when I come back, because I know I'm leaving soon. And didn't want to spend any extra money now. So I want to trade this in and get something better. And obviously, it's hard to trade in a car if you get stuck in a river, or even just to get it to wherever. So we get all the way to the river, and it is flooded. Like, it's dark. There's no thing. There's no light. And he had to literally walk in front of the car to make sure the roads don't wash out. Because, you know, you get a current coming across the road. You can't really see. And it can, like, dig a hole 2 feet deep. And you can just really get stuck easily. I got stuck in the river once. Didn't want that to happen again. Almost got stuck that same day again in what looked like a shallow river crossing a road, which ended up washing out. We get all the way to the river, and then we have to turn around. It's getting late. We're calling people to see if there's someone we can crash with in town, and everyone goes to bed at 9 o'clock here. So by 11 o'clock, it's like the middle of the night. And so we called all these people, no one answered. Start going back, and we almost didn't get back because another road was almost washed out. We took the chance, went through that, got through, and had to spend the night in town by 1 o'clock. The next morning, we got all these messages back. Hey, she just showed up at my house, and she just came, and blah, blah, blah. We ended up having one car on one side of the river, one car on this side of the river for like 4 or 5 days, which was actually good because a little man bridge you can cross. So we actually were able to still access town in our last week. It was a crazy, crazy experience, but I just felt so at peace and just wasn't worried at all, and just trusted that this was how things were supposed to go down. It just reminded me of a lesson, like, to be patient, and that nature is super powerful, and you don't want to mess with it. You should be grateful. The rains are just such an amazing, powerful thing that brings so much life. And if the planet doesn't want us here, it can get rid of us in a second. You know, when it's time to say, hey, guys, like, we need to back off a little bit, it can just wipe everything out, and nature will still be here. Mother Earth will still be here. Us humans think, like, oh, climate change, and we have this big impact, and we'll be gone long before the Earth. So when it's time for the Earth to say, hey, enough is enough, we're going to be wiped out. ended up spending time with Luke every single day. It's been crazy. But since then, you know, we've had to share cars, bring our kids to school, and yeah, just patience, where maybe in the past I might have tried to cross the river or gotten really nervous or worried or all these kind of things. And you're just like, hey, it's okay. We got to spend the night here. We got to sleep in the car. We got to find a hotel. Found a hotel. It was great. And then we ended up connecting with all these people that we sent messages the day before and had a conversation. So it was perfect. And so going back, you know, there's some things I'll miss here for sure. The beautiful Pachamama, Costa Rica, the birds, the ocean, just the life here is just different. And you can focus on the things you're going to miss, and you can focus on all the things that I'm not looking forward to back in Toronto, the things that are going to create stress and all that kind of stuff. But the reminder was just focus on the things to be excited about in life. Focus on all the things that really bring you joy and excitement. Do more of that. And the other stuff, you know, you have to deal with it. You can't just avoid it. But don't put too much energy into worrying about it or trying too hard or all those kind of things. Focus on what's the things you're excited about, the experiences, the people, everywhere you go. And that's how you make life magical. So get excited for anything there is to get excited about and focus your energy there and attract that energy into your life. And just get clear on what's important. So I will give an update next week when I'm back in Toronto to see what that's like. I'm excited. All my Toronto friends, if you're listening, I'll see you soon. Let's connect this summer for sure. And Costa Rica, I'll be back. And I look forward to being back here in the fall and just going with the flow, finding that balance that's good for me and my family, and trusting that all abundance will be provided. So set that intention together to live an abundant life full of joy, love, happiness, prosperity. Please connect. I'd love to hear feedback if you're listening to these things. And yeah, hope to see you soon. If you want to check our schedule online for the summer, we got some amazing events, teacher trainings for breath work, and cool experiences lined up. And also some stuff next year if you want to come to Costa Rica. There's going to be men's retreats, probably some other awesome experiences. So let me know and I can share that with you. Have a great day, guys. Peace.